It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. The banjo has many moods in the hands of Noam Pikelny. He's a founding member and banjo player for the Punch Brothers. The Chicago native has played since a very young age, and he's now venturing on his first full solo project. Noam plays in Atlanta tonight and Savannah on Monday, so we caught up with him earlier this week.
My name is Noam Pikelny. I play the five-string banjo. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, and I'm making my home in Nashville, Tennessee these days. I started playing the banjo when I was 8 years old. A lot of people have asked me how I got into the banjo, being from Chicago, Illinois. There's actually a great folk music scene in Chicago and a pretty good bluegrass scene as well. Around the time that I turned 9, I felt like I was really wasting my life and I needed to do something to further myself. And so I told my parents I wanted to learn a musical instrument, and they suggested the banjo. I think as a kid from Chicago, there was something that really appealed to me about the real progressive spectrum of the banjo. And as a 9-year-old kid, to hear Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, and to hear the electric banjo for the first time, and to see them in concert, and to see that his drummer was wearing a pirate hat, it was the coolest thing in the world to me. And initially, that's really what I wanted to learn. While I love traditional bluegrass, I still am this person from Chicago, and I never intended to try to play bluegrass just like the masters, or to copy or emulate their style. I was out there playing with John Cowan, but got into a late night jam session backstage at the Sheridan Opera House with Chris Thiele, who was there with Nickel Creek. It was really the first chance that we had to sit down and play and jam and share a bunch of musical ideas. And a couple months later, I was surprised to get a phone call from him saying that he was dreaming up a new musical project. Everything that I did prior to Punch Brothers felt like more of a sideman role or a supporting role. And Chris had written this 40-minute piece, The Blind Leaving the Blind, that upon first glance at it, it just seemed impossible. Technically, it was at all of our limits or beyond our limits, and we had to really find ways to coax these sounds out of the instruments. I made a record called Noam Pikelny Plays Kenny Baker Plays Bill Monroe a few years back. This was the most traditional project I could ever set my sights on, and the irony of the whole thing is that I would have had no justification to do this record if it wasn't for the experience with Punch Brothers, and if it wasn't for the changes that kind of happened in my playing over the 5 or 6 years in this band. So my new album is called Universal Favorite. That title, I came across it in an old musical instrument catalog called S.S. Stewart that was building banjos around the turn of the century. And I stumbled upon a banjo that they made that was named the Universal Favorite. And I saw this in their catalog, and my first reaction was, how could somebody have the gall to make a product and name it Universal Favorite? The nerve. And then I thought, you know what? Maybe that's my album title. So many people think of the banjo as a staccato, as a bright kind of tinny instrument. It's the sound that a lot of people have in their head, for car chases in a movie. But the banjo can actually be quite warm. It can have sustain to it as long as it can really consume a lot of the sonic real estate. And so the very first track on the album, the opening track called Waveland, is an example of that. That song is titled after the street behind the left field wall of Wrigley Field. I'm a lifelong Chicago Cubs fan, and the first day that we had booked in the studio ended up being the day that Game 7 was played of the World Series last year, and it was just this, you know, a huge dilemma for me. I had this recording on the calendar for many months, and just with my luck, of course I'm not bemoaning the Cubs getting to the World Series or making it to Game 7, but here I was supposed to start my record, but I needed to watch this game. It's always been a guiding principle for my music on the banjo to still be banjoistic, per se. You could hand a banjo to a great jazz guitar player and give them 3 days with it, and they could probably find the way to play all those notes on the banjo, and, you know, find a way to technically at least play those notes, but it wouldn't necessarily still sound like a banjo.
Banjo player Noam Pikelny, he performs at the Earl in Atlanta tonight at 8. He'll stop by the Savannah Music Festival Monday, April 3rd. His new album is called Universal Favorite. It came out earlier this month.